This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Imagine your job is in agriculture. Imagine, actually, that your job is managing the agriculture economy in an ag-intensive state. Wait. Imagine your job is managing the ag economy in an ag-intensive state where the big ag products are at the top of the Chinese tariffs list that came out the other day. Well, it turns out that person actually exists. His name is Mike Naig. He is the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, and we got him on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
You've been doing agriculture in Iowa for a very long time. You've officially been on the job for a month, I think. how's it going so far?
Oh, that's right. I've been on the job about a month. I've been covering a lot of ground. You know what? There's been a lot of issues that have bubbled up here over the last 4 weeks or so.
Well, let's talk about the last, 48, maybe 72 hours. First of all, what's your gut reaction about the news of these tariffs and the back and forth between us and the Chinese, a big customer of Iowa Ag?
Very big customer, very important customer. We need that market. They need our products. This is what mutually beneficial trade can look like, right? At the same time, we also know that there are always issues, certainly intellectual property and licensing, but there have been some barriers on beef and poultry and biotech trade approvals that we certainly would like to see addressed. But absolutely a very real and deep concern out here in Iowa related to the retaliatory measures that China has indicated they would take.
Do you think the Chinese are going specifically after Iowa farmers and that section of the country because they know that's where the president of the United States has a lot of support?
It could be. I mean, I think the fact that we're a significant player in ag exports means that the bullseye does seem like it's coming towards us.
You could probably get, not the president, but you could probably get Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, on the phone. You dial him up, you say, Mr. Secretary, listen, I have some thoughts. What are those thoughts?
Well, I think I would echo the sentiment of people that I have been visiting with across the state of Iowa, and that's that we understand that this is a complex trading relationship, but please don't make Iowa farmers and Iowa businesses the leverage or the bargaining chip here as we try to work through these things. So we would ask for that the administration quickly and aggressively engage to try to resolve these issues in a way that minimizes impact on the markets.
Are you or your family, are you still working farmers?
My family, we do have a farm up in northwest corner of the state.
How's business?
Things are tight. Where everybody across the state is watching the expense side of the equation, certainly, and needing to make sure they've got a sharpened pencil when it comes to marketing strategies and then work those strategies. So we're on a four-year decline here of farm income. And so, again, this uncertainty just does not help that situation out here. And that's certainly impacting my family, but other producers across the state, certainly.
Mike Naig, he's the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Iowa. Mr. Secretary, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.